Just peaches.
This is the Majority Report, Air America Radio. See you tomorrow. Or...
yeah.
Hear you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Money. Bucks. Dough.
Now at LendingTree.com, not only can you select a real estate agent and choose a mortgage, but you can also get up to a $2,000 gift card to the Home Depot. All you have to do is close with an agent certified by LendingTree.com, and up to $2,000 is yours. And that's a lot of moolah. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details and licensing. LendingTree, Inc. is not affiliated with Home Depot.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Oreck tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Flight diverted because of Cat Stevens. That plane bound for Washington from London diverted to Maine today after passenger Yusuf Islam, formerly known as pop singer Cat Stevens, showed up on the plane and on the U.S. watch list. United Airlines Flight 919 had already taken off from London en route to Dulles International Airport in Washington when the match was made between the passenger and the watch list, according to Nico Melendez, spokesman for the Transportation Security Administration. The plane landed at Bangor, Maine, and was met by federal agents. Officials speaking on condition of anonymity identified the individual as Yusuf Islam. One official said that Islam, 56 years old, identified by the Advanced Passenger Information System, which requires airlines to send passenger information to U.S. Customs and Border Protection National Targeting Center. TSA was then contacted and requested the plane land at the nearest airport. He was interviewed, denied admission to the United States on national security grounds, says Homeland Security spokesman Dennis Murphy. He says Cat Stevens will be put on the first available flight out of the country tomorrow. Islam, who was born Stephen Giorgio, took the name Cat Stevens as a stage name and had a string of hits in the 60s and 70s, Wild World, Morning is Broken, Peace Train. Last year, he released two songs, including a re-recording of Peace Train to express opposition to the war in Iraq. He abandoned the music career in the late 1970s, changed his name after being persuaded by Orthodox Muslim teachers, and founded a religious school in London in 1983. Ralph Nader today accusing Democrats of conspiring to keep him off the ballot around the country. Nader claims party staffers, volunteers, and hired lawyers using dirty tricks and phony lawsuits to eliminate competition and restrict ballot choices. Nader is on the ballot in 29 states at the moment, fighting for access in 17 others. John Kerry says today President Bush missed a chance of enormous importance for the U.S. and the world. He criticized Bush's U.N. appearance, saying he didn't present an accurate picture of Iraq to world leaders, with whom, he says, Bush no longer has any credibility. With President Bush by his side, Iraq's prime minister says it's very important for the world to know his country is making progress. Bush met with Iyad Alawi after addressing the U.N. General Assembly and defending his invasion of Iraq. U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan, who declared last week the war in Iraq is illegal, told the General Assembly today the rule of law is at risk around the world. He made glancing references to the war in Iraq, but he focused on what he called the shameless disregard of fundamental laws. He presented a catalog of examples of that, including the taking and killing of hostages in Iraq, as well as the abuse of prisoners in Iraq. Annan also criticized those who disregard their own laws, stripping citizens of civil liberties in the name, he said, of the necessary fight against terrorism. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Hello?
Hey, we got a bid on your house. Asking price, too.
Really?
Yeah. Your neighbor's house just sold for 40 grand more than yours.
What?
Made yours look like a bargain.
Isn't that house smaller than ours?
Yeah.
Not working with the Century 21 agent. Century 21 agents pledge to use a competitive market analysis to set the best price for your home. Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 service pledge to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation. One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Unfiltered.
On the next, Unfiltered. Welcome to the Fancy Feast, where big cats from the Defense Department slurp from a crystal bowl marked The Patriot Act. Plus, David Cole, noted author and professor, takes on John Ashcroft. Watch the fur fly. Plus, from the band Bright Eyes, singer Connor Oberst is here.
This Wednesday, Chuck D. and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us across the fruited plain, wherever you are tuning in. Border to border, coast to coast. Thanks. A lot of ground to cover tonight. We have some sound for you from Bush's appearance at the United Nations today. If you can handle it. Boy. I watched some of that on C-SPAN. We'll let Bush's words speak for themselves. The Dan Rather CBS story just won't die. Well, now there's somebody involved named Lucy Ramirez. That's the person that handed the envelope full of papers to Bill Burkett, who's the ex-lieutenant colonel in the Texas... No, I'm not going to get too far into it, but this just stinks of Karl Rove. And poor Dan Rather in CBS News, they should have been a little bit more astute in checking their sources. There's no question about that, especially since they know that they are up against one of the most evil forces ever produced by nature, and that is the Bush crime family. They should have known better. USA Today had a lengthy article today. I usually don't read USA Today. Matter of fact, it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's pretty stinky paper. But they had a lengthy article, which I printed off their website, and they talk about Lucy Ramirez, who Burkett now maintains was the source of the papers that he handed off to CBS. But this just stinks of typical Republican. You know, everybody's wondering about the October surprise. Hello. You know, day before spring, here it is. This is the October surprise. I don't want to focus on that. I think it's nonsense. But I think it's a clear indication of the ability of the Bush crime family to do anything they want to do. They can do business with the Bin Laden family for decades. They can do business with the Saudi royal family for decades. They can do business, poisonous business, with Saddam Hussein or Manuel Noriega, or anybody they want to do business with, until it's time to off those people. Then they kill them or invade their countries or torture their people or blow up their cities. The Bush crime family is unparalleled. I've never, in my lifetime, now granted, I wasn't alive in the 30s and barely made it into the 40s, but... So I can't, you know, I don't know, but I guess Stalin's purges were worse and Hitler's takeover of Germany and invasion of Europe was worse. But in my lifetime, I've never seen anything like this Bush crime family. It's astonishing. Now, conservatives, of course, Tom Ball, who has a writes for politicalstrategy.org, mentions the fact that conservatives now are hot on Dan Rather's tail. They've been after Dan Rather, you see, for, oh my God, since for 20 years, ever since, before that, going all the way back to, when was it, to the 72 convention, when he got into the little a pissing contest with Dick Nixon, when Nixon was running for re-election, and Nixon said, you sound like you're, are you running for something, for some office? And Dan Rather shot back, are you? One of those classic moments in television, right? And then, of course, Pappy Bush, when he was questioned by Dan Rather about his knowledge of the Iran-Contra treason against the United States, that old man Bush was in up to his eyeballs. George Herbert Bush should have been tried for treason and put in prison for trading with the enemy, for providing our enemy, Iran, with TOW missiles, with weapons of mass destruction. And then, of course, the infamous photograph of Rumsfeld shaking hands with Saddam and turning over containers of anthrax and poison and death and destruction. But these people have a way of just simply walking away from it. I don't understand that. I don't know how they do it. It's magic. It's like a Venusian mind trick or something. I don't know what it is. But anyway, now conservatives are after Dan Rather. They love to see Dan Rather go down. It's all over these right-wing websites. Dan Rather's quote, "We have been misled." And, of course, the flying monkey right, the mouth breathers, are calling for the demise of both Dan Rather and CBS News. Wouldn't that be a twofer for these thugs? Huh? As Tom Ball writes, it's true the whole fake memo thing put a black eye on Rather, CBS News, and journalism in general. Something I think most people will get over by, say, dinner time tomorrow. Of course, conservatives were quite less ambitious with their efforts to castigate the last high-profile victim of a fake document. Do you remember? The White House's appraisal of Iraq's nuclear ambitions. Remember that?
A key piece of evidence linking Iraq to a nuclear weapons program appears to have been fabricated, the United Nations chief nuclear inspector said in a report that called into question U.S. and British claims about Iraq's secret nuclear ambitions. Documents that purportedly showed Iraqi officials shopping for uranium in Africa 2 years ago were deemed not authentic after careful scrutiny by the U.N. and independent experts. Remember all that? And you remember the Bush crime family's response to that revelation?
Well, we fell for it.
That was the response of the Bush crime family.
Well, we fell for it.
So let's see. Dan Rather's forged documents and his response, we have been misled. The consequences of that? Well, a big hit to Dan Rather's reputation as he is... gearing down his news career, a big hit to CBS's reputation, a big hit to the media's already questionable reputation, and the conservative response to all this?
Eye-popping outrage! Oh, look what Dan Rather did! Look what CBS!
What else?
Call this guy! He's gonna resign! We want an investigation by the House of Representatives.
And then, of course, there's a White House response to forged documents that took us into a war.
We fell for it. Oh, well, what the hell?
The consequences of that? Well, the American public was misled and terrified into an invasion of a sovereign nation that posed no threat to the United States or anybody. A hit to America's reputation. We're approaching 1,100 Americans dead now. We are approaching 8,000 Americans injured now. We have tens of thousands of Iraqis now dead. Iraq has been turned into a center for terrorist recruitment. Hundreds of billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars gone into the pockets of Dick Cheney and Halliburton. Anti-American sentiment around the world is at record highs. And Iraq is on the verge of civil war. And the conservative response to that? That's right. Silence.
But Dan Rather! Well now! Those documents aren't real! Look here! The superscript wasn't even invented! Well, all right, it was invented, but it couldn't have been you!
And, of course, the rest of this whorish, useless, worthless media that exists in this country still focuses their entire programs on it. Dan Rather. But when the Bush crime family, when it turns out that the documents, how did they respond? Well, they outed Valerie Plame and caused God knows how many people to be executed. That was through their butt boy, Bob Novak. He was more than happy to publish all this in his column in the Chicago Sun-Times. So once again, look at the people who are dead as a result of the Bush crime family's activities. How many people died because Dan Rather may have used a document that wasn't legit?
Well, none, I guess.
And how many people are dead as a result of the Bush crime family's use and reuse and trumpeting of forged documents? Tens of thousands. And what do the media talk about? Dan Rather.
No, no, don't do that. Oh, don't do that. It takes a lifetime to learn what's been learned. Why are we all fighting? Why do we keep on lighting these fires, these bombs? We don't know what's gone wrong. We're getting where we've come from, and all of this violence is killing me. Silence.
Smart weapons, dumb president.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Somewhere in Texas, a village is missing its idiot. If you agree with these statements, we've got the perfect store for you. SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com, the original Texas-based anti-Bush political store offering scandalous, stimulating sentiments about our country's commander-in-chief. Tons of outrageous political statements starting at 99 cents. T-shirts starting at $9.95. Magnets, buttons, and even a new W pinata at SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com is the heart and soul of all that is anti-Bush.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
SeeYaGeorge.com has been spotlighted on USA Today, The Randy Rhoads Show, Howard Stern, ABC, NBC, and believe it or not, Fox. Don't have a computer? Call for our full-color catalog at 866-332-9833. That's 866-332-9833. So let the folks at SeeYaGeorge.com help you show your political colors in an outrageous way. Just click or call SeeYaGeorge.com, where the left has never been so right.
Hello, this is Rush Limbaugh, my friends. And you know, throughout the years, I have done ads only for products that I personally believe in. But because I spent so much money on my drug habit, and not just the drugs themselves, but on bribing my maid, I will now personally endorse anything. and that's why I'm so pleased to speak on behalf of the hilarious new comedy album, The O. Franken Factor Factor, the best of The O. Franken Factor. When I listen to The O. Franken Factor Factor, I laugh so hard, I split my pants. Take it from the Rush Bow, The O. Franken Factor Factor, new from Artemis Records. Okay, I knocked that out. Where's that one for Fahrenheit 9/11?
The O. Franken Factor Factor. The very best of the O. Franken Factor. Available on CD from Artemis Records. In stores now.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Past the hour. Right after the next break, we're going to play some of the sound for you from Bush's speech to the United Nations today. You know, when I see Bush addressing the United Nations, it's like, I don't know, it's like Alice in Wonderland. I keep waiting to see the Cheshire Cat sitting up on the podium, grinning. You know, first the smile, and then the eyes, and the face, and the body of the cat. Or is that the Disney version? I guess it is. But the Cheshire Cat is lurking in the hall when Bush speaks, isn't it? So anyway, that's enough on the fake document thing. It's just amazing to me. Ed Gillespie, the RNC chairman, and all these right-wingers who, by the way, have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Have I? I haven't? Okay. But just the frothing, spittle-flying, herky-jerky screaming in rage at Dan Rather and CBS News because they may have used forged documents, which has nothing to do with the truth of the matter, and that is that George Bush was a deserter. Who went AWOL, a privileged rich boy who even today, even back then in 71, 72, stood on the corpses of other people, the dead bodies of other people, like Bush and his family so often does. So the screaming and the frothing and the beating of conservative breasts over... over Dan Rather's use of possibly forged documents in juxtaposition with or in contrast to or in comparison with The way the Bush crime family reacted when it turned out that the documents having to do with a nuclear weapons program on the part of Iraq turned out to be forgeries, blatant forgeries. Ah, but never mind. But never mind. Those 30,000 Iraqis needed to die. Those 1,100 American soldiers and Marines needed to die. Those thousands of Americans injured with arms and legs blown off needed to have their arms and legs blown off. Right? More lies. You remember when the Bush crime family decided a week after the attack in Lower Manhattan that they had to get Wall Street up and running again, so they ordered, the Bush crime family ordered the Environmental Protection Agency to lie about the air quality standards at Ground Zero. Remember that? Well, we got to get Wall Street up. Remember, didn't we all just, I mean, it was such a capitalist moment when a week after, September 18th, or shortly, well, 19th, but it was on the 18th. When the EPA said, well, listen, the air is safe to breathe down here. It was such a capitalist moment. Open up Wall Street. Get the stock market going again. Well, it was a lie. And as a result of that, tens of thousands of workers at the former World Trade Center site who were working to find body parts and crushed humans and to remove the debris, thousands of them, worked without adequate health protection. Now, here we are 3 years later, over half of the rescuers and responders who risked their lives, according to an internal EPA investigation that will never be made public, of course, over half of them suffer from a variety of long-term respiratory illnesses and post-traumatic stress disorders. No one in the Bush crime family understands or gives a damn about this problem. No one. George Bush will go down to Lower Manhattan and stand on the powdered corpses of God only knows how many dead Americans and foreign nationals who happened to be pulverized that day. He will stand on those dead bodies and grab a rescue worker's bullhorn and make his ridiculous statement. But he doesn't care. The Centers for Disease Control reported last week that 75% of a group of recently screened 1,100 rescue workers and volunteers experienced new or exacerbated respiratory symptoms like sinusitis, sore throat, laryngitis, asthma, chronic bronchitis. No federal funding has been provided for their treatment. Not a dime. Screw 'em. Two people. Representative Carolyn Maloney, a Democrat from New York, and Representative Chris Shays, a Republican from Connecticut, drafted something called the Remember 911 Health Act that is designed to ensure monitoring of 40,000 people over the next 20 years. To see how sick they're going to become and how many die prematurely. And after 2.5 year delay, the feds finally allocated $90 million in aid to monitor the thousands of workers affected by these toxins at the cleanup site. But money for treatment? Let them die. Let them choke to death. Bush got what he needed out of that. He got to stand on the corpses. He got to stand on the pile of rubble. He got to take a police or fireman's bullhorn and make his famous statements. That, you know, that's all. That was all that was necessary. Death and destruction? Hey. And according to the Daily Outrage, in thenation.com, last week, more than 800 cleanup workers filed a class action lawsuit against the World Trade Center developer, Larry Silverstein, with a suit against the EPA to follow Former White House Budget Chief Mitch Daniels denounced calls for aid as, quote, a money-grubbing game, and House Speaker Dennis Hastert calls it an unseemly scramble. Huh? Apparently our heroes don't deserve health insurance. And isn't this the classic Bush crime family strategy? Exploit the tragedy, don't fund the trauma. Isn't that how they operate? Wow, this is our president.
And it don't give the exact date. And the gold she let go of the midnight.
You work hard, and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix Online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save 15% on select styles. With Sears cabinet refacing, your kitchen can look brand new again in about 4 to 6 days. You'll choose from hundreds of decorator styles. Products and services are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends September 30th, not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call now for cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money, big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I'm going to give you a friendly critique. The use of phrases like the crazy Christian and things like that. What if you started on a regular basis talking about the crazy Jews? How long do you think you guys would last on the air?
866-303-AAR0. We're listening.
I want to know what happened to the generation of the 70s. You're this generation of peace and love. What happened to you? You turned into mean, evil, imperialist bastards. I'm not on air. I'm like...
Thank you.
27 before the hour. We want you to hear some of this this stuff from Bush's speech. I was going to say something cute there, but what that? Yeah, no need to. Bush's speech before the UN today. Now, in our first outrageous sound clip from today's UN address, Bush again tries to convince this international body that the terrorists hate us because of our freedom. It's astonishing, isn't it? You know, I wonder what these educated people from Africa and Asia and South America and Central America and Europe and the South Asia, Canada and North America, I wonder what these people think. Educated people sitting there. Out of a sense of, what, politeness, I guess? Listening to this simian standing at the podium of the United Nations. Trying to convince these people that the terrorists hate us because of our freedoms. Does anyone really believe that Osama or Zakari or the rest of these thugs are beheading Americans and bombing buildings because they saw a copy of our Bill of Rights and it just really pissed them off? I told you last night that the family here in Marietta, Georgia, one of the suburbs of Atlanta, was going to experience the horror of having their husband, their father's head cut off. And it happened. And now it's going to be the British, the third hostage that they're holding this time. And on the local Atlanta news here, it is heart-wrenching. It is painful, you know, to step outside for a moment the slaughter that we've perpetrated against the Iraqis, and just bring it down to the beheading of one American dad, husband. There's a 13-14-year-old daughter involved here who said her father always taught her to a spokesman. She didn't speak. She's just unable to talk right now. But a spokesman for the family said this young teenager had been told by her father to respect people of different religions and customs and national origins. And the family spokesman has made it clear over the past 48 hours that this 13-year-old girl is just suffering horribly, just horribly. And, you know, the cynics out there can say, well, okay, you know, the guy went over there to profit from war and he got caught and he had his head cut off. I guess that's one way to look at it. But can't we not look at it that way? Can't we look at it? Can't we look at the Iraqi families that are blown to pieces by American missiles? And in this instance, a family here in Marietta, Georgia, that's had to suffer their dad. This guy, his birthday would have been tomorrow. He would have been 49 years old. I can't believe this is happening. I can't. It's got me so upset. I don't know. Maybe I'd take it too personally. You know, I wish I could be like Dan Rather and Wolf Blitzer and I don't know. But you know who I hear other liberal talk show hosts suffering through this too. I hear it in their voices. I told you the other night I can't listen to talk radio, but I can listen to Randy Rhodes. I hear her voice. I was listening to her again today, and I hear it. That just anguish. And then, you know, I'll switch over just for enough to get just a taste of the swill. I'll switch over to the Clear Channel station here or the Cox station here in Atlanta, the two talk monsters, and I will listen to these people and just devoid of any kind of emotion about this is kill them all. Just kill the Ann Coulter thing, you know, kill them. And I think, you know, I share genetic material with these people. They're part of my species. Does anybody really believe that Osama bin Laden and Zakawi and the rest of these thugs are beheading Americans and bombing buildings because they don't like our Bill of Rights? Does that make any sense? Isn't it more likely that they hate us because of our continuous anti-Muslim policies around the world, especially in the occupied territories in Israel? Huh? And because we keep invading and bombing and killing innocent Muslim people? Nah, it's because we buy houses and own stuff.
Terrorists and their allies believe the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the American Bill of Rights and every charter of liberty ever written are lies, to be burned and destroyed and forgotten. They believe that dictators should control every mind and tongue in the Middle East and beyond.
Really?
They believe that suicide and torture and murder are fully justified to serve any goal they declare. And they act on their beliefs.
But isn't that what we're doing? Huh? Okay, let me step up.
Oh, see, he blames America. That scummy Malloy blames America. Aren't we torturing and murdering? Don't we consider ourselves fully justified? Isn't our goal control of Iraq? Isn't it to set up 20 or 30 military bases that will be permanent in that country because of the Caspian Sea, natural gas and oil? Isn't that why we are there? Or are we going to sit here and continue to delude ourselves that we're there to bring freedom and democracy and liberty to the Iraqi people? Oh, please, for God's sake, we're the ones torturing. We're not to the point yet, I don't know, are we? Where we behead the civilians that we capture? No, we lock them up in huge shipping containers and cook them. That's what we do in Afghanistan. We put 200 people in a shipping container and set it in the desert, and the temperature goes to 110 and 120, and then stomachs start to explode, and intestines rupture, and eyeballs pop out, and people claw and scream to be let out. That's what we do. They behead. But they hate our Bill of Rights. They don't hate us because we cook people alive. They hate us because we have a Bill of Rights, according to George W. Bush. They hate us because we have the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. That's why they hate us. Do you notice how the people who are beheaded are dressed like the Iraqi civilians who were tortured in Abu Ghraib? Do you notice that? The orange jumpsuit. Do you think that's a coincidence? And what do you want to bet that those orange jumpsuits are provided by Halliburton? The ones used by our torturers and the ones used by their torturers. What do you want to bet? No, we don't behead people. We cook them alive. That's what we do. And we torture them in Abu Ghraib. And we shove things into their body orifices. Now that Bush warmed up the crowd at the UN with his unique observations and insights into the hearts and souls of terrorists, he now chides the member nations for not doing more to clean up the mess he made. You see, this is the Bush legacy. This person, George W. Bush, can do anything he wants to do, and Daddy, or the Bin Laden family, or the Saudis, somebody comes in behind him with the shovel and the broom, just like when you follow a herd of elephants, and sweeps up the excrement, the disaster, the blood, the teeth, the eyeballs, the hair, the blown up everything that George Bush leaves in his wake. So now he's going to chide members of the United Nations for not doing more to clean up the mess he made in Iraq. Now remember, the other nations were told to take a hike, where it concerned all the money for Iraqi reconstruction that was necessary after the Iraqi destruction brought about by George W. Bush's shock and awe. And George W. Bush and Bill Clinton and George Herbert Bush's 12 years
of the imposition of sanctions against Iraq, reducing a first world, learned, educated country down to the status of a third world nation. How many children? What did Madeleine Albright say when she was Secretary of State, and she was asked directly, do our policies in Iraq during the Clinton years justify the deaths of half a million Iraqi children? And her answer was yes. What about when Barbara Bush was asked about the slaughter and the murder and the mayhem? And she says, I can't worry my lovely mind about stuff like that. Waste my beautiful mind, whatever, she said. But Bush said to these people, no, you're not going to get any of the reconstruction. That's going to my buddy Dick Cheney and Halliburton and Kellogg, Brown and Root, and what's that company that George Shultz runs? And then, of course, there's the Carlyle Group. Hey, we're just out here to make some money. We don't care how many people are killed. So why should they help?
Every nation that seeks peace has an obligation to help build that world.
Oh, my God.
Eventually, there is no safe isolation from terror networks or failed states that shelter them or outlaw regimes or weapons of mass destruction.
That's your administration, isn't it?
Eventually, there is no safety in looking away.
Yeah.
Seeking the quiet life by ignoring the struggles and oppression of others.
But aren't you the world's number one oppressor, Mr. Bush? In other words, he stands in front of the United Nations and says, how dare you people not already lined up to clean up this horrific mess I've made of blood and spit and vomit and excrement and crushed bodies and shattered heads and skulls and dead children. How dare you not be there with your sponges and mops and shovels? How dare you?
The fact is, in Afghanistan, more die than in New York, and most of them civilians. Hail Caesar! This is what you're fighting for. The king of death row, Texas, elected by his brother-in-law. Hail Caesar! This is what you're fighting for. Oil money.
Planet. Every nuclear power plant in the U.S., when it's operating, generates large quantities of radioactive substances.
If there were a terrorist attack on a nuclear power plant like Indian Point, these substances could be released into the environment, leading to significant exposure to radiation.
That's Dr. Lyman, senior scientist for the Global Security Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists.
The federal government is not stepping to the plate and spending additional resources to help protect nuclear power plants.
Department of Homeland Security says they have it under control.
Everything that I've seen indicates that's not the case. There is a threat. And turns out in the case of Indian Point, which is so close to New York City, as many as 44,000 people could die of acute radiation poisoning.
More details at the Union of Concerned Scientists website.
UCSUSA.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at CliffBar.com.
Hello, this is Rush Limbaugh, my friends. And you know, throughout the years, I have done ads only for products that I personally believe in. But because I spent so much money on my drug habit, and not just the drugs themselves, but on bribing my maid, I will now personally endorse anything. And that's why I'm so pleased to speak on behalf of the hilarious new comedy album, The O'Franken Factor Factor, the best of The O'Franken Factor. When I listen to The O'Franken Factor Factor, I laugh so hard, I split my pants. Take it from the Rush Bow, The O'Franken Factor Factor, new from Artemis Records. Okay, I knocked that out. Where's that one for Fahrenheit 9/11?
The O'Franken Factor Factor. The very best of the O'Franken Factor. Available on CD from Artemis Records. In stores now.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
They misunderstood the fact that we love a neighbor in need. They misunderstood the compassion of our country.
Yeah.
I think they misunderestimated the will and determination of the commander-in-chief, too.
Oh, yeah? The will and determination of you? You? Hard to believe the Bush can stand up there at the podium in the United Nations and look at all the icy stares and still talk about how he believes in human dignity. He must have said it 10 times in his tacky little speech that the rest of the world sits there and they're just dumbstruck, I'm sure. After all of our atrocities against the Muslim world, up to and including Abu Ghraib, which he doesn't even have the human dignity himself to address. Not a single word, nothing. It didn't happen. Dan Rather apologizes because he got a doctored document. Bush orders through his chain of command the torture of other human beings, and then he's found out, and he doesn't say a word. Now, as you listen to this clip, ask yourself, how do you bomb a nation into democracy?
Because we believe in human dignity, peaceful nations must stand for the advance of democracy. No other system of government has done more to protect minorities,
yeah,
to secure the rights of labor,
what?
To raise the status of women,
what?
Or to channel human energy to the pursuits of peace.
Which is what?
We've witnessed the rise of democratic governments in predominantly Hindu and Muslim, Buddhist, Jewish, and Christian cultures. Freedom is finding a way in Iraq and Afghanistan.
You torture them to freedom.
And we must continue to show our commitment to democracies in those nations.
There are no democracies in those nations, George. He says we've witnessed the rise of democratic governments in predominantly Hindu and Muslim, Buddhist, Jewish, and Christian cultures. That's odd. Those are all religions. Can you name one, George? Can you name one? Of course, there are probably at least 5 or 3 or 7, but do you think this moron could name one? And what he leaves out is in none of those countries
Was democracy imposed with tanks and guns and murder and torture and castration and beheadings and bombings and the slaughter of children? God.
Another appeal here to the UN to support Halliburton. Now that Bush has virtually destroyed Iraq and their people, you know, support Halliburton, the money. Notice how Bush no longer says acting Prime Minister Alawi or interim Prime Minister Alawi, just like Karzai in Afghanistan. Looks like we've appointed another sock puppet in a formerly sovereign nation, a nation run by a sicko. But he's in prison. Why are we still there? Alawi better watch out. Remember, we used to support Saddam. We gave Saddam just very sophisticated weapons to be used in germ warfare and chemical warfare. Look what happened to him.
Since the last meeting of this General Assembly, the people of Iraq have regained sovereignty.
What?
Today in this hall, the Prime Minister of Iraq...
Your puppet.
And his delegation represent a country that has rejoined the community of nations.
What?
The UN and its member nations must respond to Prime Minister Alawi's request and do more to help build an Iraq that is secure, democratic, federal, and free.
You know, the Iraq that I have done everything in my power to destroy. That Iraq. The UN, he says, and its member nations must respond to Alawi's request? Alawi, his request? And do more to help build an Iraq that is secure, democratic, federal, and free? What the hell does that mean? To the people sitting in the United Nations, it meant nothing. They sat there and they looked at this cretin. And they listened to the translation coming through their headphones. And they looked at each other, maybe a little bit askance, so that their countries are not invaded. And they look at each other and they say, what? And then he goes on to talk about the terrorists who are beheading innocent citizens. Citizens of Iraq and the U.S., and other nations. The outrage here is how he implies that his invasion of Iraq has prevented these atrocities from happening in the United States. Is he delusional? Does that make any sense to you, truth seeker? Do you remember any incident where foreign terrorists invaded the U.S. and beheaded U.S. citizens? The exact opposite is true. It's his aggression that is causing this.
The terrorist group associated with Al-Qaeda is now one of the main groups killing the innocent in Iraq today.
No.
Conducting a campaign of bombings against civilians.
No, you are.
And the beheadings of bound men.
No, you're causing that.
Coalition forces now serving in Iraq are confronting the terrorists and foreign fighters.
What?
So peaceful nations around the world will never have to face them within our own borders.
What are you talking about? So that we will never have to face beheadings in our... No, that's the beheadings, George. That's what your business partners do. The House of Saud. They cut off heads. And given a choice, you would. You would. You and your family. He says a terrorist group associated with Al-Qaeda is one of the main groups killing the innocent in Iraq today. Well, at least he qualified it by saying one of the main groups. You know another one? Our military. That's another main group. Sorry, but it's the truth. We are killing the innocent in Iraq. Scores, hundreds, thousands. Do you think they're going to forget this? Do you think they're going to say, well, you know, I'm glad that the Bush administration murdered 47 members of my family because now we have democracy. I'm real happy. I can't help but think about the Holocaust survivors. the people who wound up in Tel Aviv and Brooklyn and in Miami and Atlanta, the people who say, you know, I lost 30 members of my family. And I hope Hitler burns in hell for all eternity, for a thousand eternities. What do you think they're going to say about Bush?
And get your Goodyears. Get to Goodyear's American Dream Tire Sale now through October 9th and save on some of Goodyear's most popular tires. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get a $50 U.S. savings bond. For everyday low prices and a $50 U.S. savings bond, call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details. Come get your Goodyears today. And be sure to check out Goodyear's new assurance brand of passenger tires. Mail-in savings bond offer ends October 9th.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, kid, so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Iraqi hostage crisis, the kidnappers taking hostages, now becoming a major issue in Iraq. Today, a Turkish construction company announced they're halting operations in Iraq in an attempt to try to save the lives of 10 employees kidnapped by militants. Meanwhile, state television reported the body of a Turk found near the northern Iraqi city of Mosul. That report said the man employed as a driver for a firm working for U.S. military kidnapped back on Saturday. Also today, another Turkish hostage in Iraq whose company withdrew has been released by his kidnappers, according to the foreign ministry. He'd been abducted north of Baghdad August 5th by kidnappers who threatened to behead him if the Turkish company didn't withdraw. The company did, in fact, withdraw from Iraq. The kidnappers then demanded $45,000 for his release, and it's not clear if any money was paid. And Islamic websites claim that an American hostage killed in Iraq cannot be confirmed because no body's been found so far. A Western diplomat in Baghdad says no body's yet turned up. The statement on the web said an Islamic group killed the hostage after its 24-hour deadline for meeting demands had passed. That statement did not identify the victim. The group was believed to be holding American Jack Hensley and British citizen Kenneth Bigley. The same group also claimed responsibility for yesterday's killing of American hostage Eugene Jack Armstrong. His body was found hours ahead of the tape showing up on the website. Interim Iraqi leader Iyad Alawi called the hostage killings in Iraq barbaric. Despite the surging violence in his country, Alawi declared Iraq is making, quote, significant gains against terrorism. John Kerry says President Bush failed to level with the United Nations about Iraq during his speech today. Just a few hours after the president finished defending his decision to invade Iraq, Kerry told reporters, quote, the president needs to live in a world of reality, not in the world of fantasy spin. He says Bush failed to give world leaders a true picture of what's happening in Iraq, and Kerry says that failure shows the president, quote, does not have the credibility to lead the world. Sensing what it's called some traction in the economy, the Federal Reserve ordered another quarter-point hike in short-term interest rates. The Federal Open Market Committee meeting in Washington boosted the federal funds rate to 1.75%. That's the third hike since June for the rate banks charge each other on overnight loans. The central bank has two more policy setting sessions scheduled through the end of the year. A spokesman says Martha Stewart's pleased that a judge ordered an early date for her prison sentence. Earlier today, the judge lifted the stay in her sentence after Stewart said she wanted to get the 5-month sentence over with, get on with her life, so she will be going to a federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut, close to her home. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
A lot of birds winter here. You go out to the wetlands, you have a pretty strong likelihood of seeing a bald eagle.
It's also an important nursery ground for our fish.
Crystal Kane and Dr. Michael McCrander are environmentalists. They're helping restore Louisiana's sensitive coastal wetland.
Louisiana has about 40% of the nation's wetlands.
But 80% of the wetland losses have occurred in Louisiana.
Their help is vital to the wetland, to our energy needs, and to the companies they work for, Shell and its affiliates.
As you lose the wetland buffer, you lose your protection. And when you lose your protection, it impacts our country's energy.
If the system goes away, all of our options are gone. Shell understands that.
While the wetland also protects a quarter of the country's energy supply, that's not the only reason these two are here.
It's our backyard.
To find out more, visit Shell.com.
We're here at Kia Fest 04 and the model year-end clearance event. Everyone's getting groovy deals, like $2,500 cash back on the Kia Sedona minivan with a 10-year warranty. And qualified buyers get an additional $2,000 competitive bonus. It's Kia Fest at your Kia dealer now. Peace, baby.
Cash back from Kia Motors America. Competitive bonus available to current owners of select non-Kia vehicles who purchase a new 2004 Kia Sedona. Must take delivery from retail stock by 9/30/04. See retailer for incentive and limited powertrain warranty details or go to Kia.com.
Hello, this is Rush Limbaugh, my friend. And you know, throughout the years, I have done ads only for products that I personally believe in. But because I spent so much money on my drug habit, and not just the drugs themselves, but on bribing my maid, I will now personally endorse anything. And that's why I'm so pleased to speak on behalf of the hilarious new comedy album, The O'Franken Factor Factor, the best of The O'Franken Factor. When I listen to The O'Franken Factor Factor, I laugh so hard, I split my pants. Take it from the Rush Bow, The O'Franken Factor Factor, new from Artemis Records. Okay, I knocked that out. Where's that one for Fahrenheit 9/11?
The O'Franken Factor Factor. The very best of the O'Franken Factor. Available on CD from Artemis Records. In stores now.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition. Porter Goss says the administration might have misstated some crucial intelligence, and this guy's going to run the CIA? Great. Why the Republicans are botching intelligence reform even while they campaign is protecting America. Former spook Larry Johnson returns to the show. Plus, the latest dispatch from the war on brains. Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Bush at the UN today. You know, he's talking about failed states. That's his rationale for prevailing upon civilized nations, unlike ours, civilized nations, to now assist in repairing the destruction and death that he, George W. Bush, has brought to Iraq. And he makes reference to Iraq as a failed state because he made it fail. It was a dictatorship suffering under sanctions and a crazy dictator. Somebody whom the Iraqi people should have offed long ago and would have had there been a vibrant or viable middle class, which there was until Pappy Bush gave his nod for Saddam to invade Kuwait, which resulted in you-know-what. Same thing with Manuel Noriega. When the Bush family is finished with the dictator will wind up in prison or dead, and hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of the dictator's former slaves will be butchered. These people are incredible, aren't they? Now, when he talks about a failed state, or he talks about oppressive governments, how about, oh God, how about Kazakhstan, where we have diplomatic relations and we are building military bases and we love Nursultan Nazarbayev, who's the president of Kazakhstan. What does Mr. Nazarbayev do when somebody pisses him off? He boils them alive. According to human rights organizations based in Europe, certainly not based here, God forbid, he boils them. He takes women, men, children, babies, and boils them. This is our new best friend in Central Asia. Failed state? Sudan! How about Sudan? There is genocide occurring there. What did Clinton say about the butchery that occurred in Rwanda? We didn't pay attention. We should have. Here it is again. All those black Christians being executed and butchered by those black Muslims. Huh? It's Africa. Nobody cares. Oh, that's right. It's Sudan. Iraq is oil. What is Sudan? Desert. Screw them. And he stands there. And are we to believe that educated people who attend these meetings of the United Nations to hear this thug speak, that they are not fully aware of Kazakhstan and our new best friend there who likes to boil people alive? Do you think that the members of the United Nations sitting there don't know who Nazarbayev is? That they don't know that we put people in packing and shipping crates, metal shipping crates, and set them in the desert to cook? Do you think they don't know that? Maybe he should talk about dignity some more. On the upcoming elections, quote, quote, in Iraq and Afghanistan, which is Bush's latest excuse for the ongoing terrorist violence in Iraq. You know, Iraq is over. We have been defeated. We shall never, ever control Iraq or induce American-style democracy as corrupt as it has become. We have been defeated. Do you understand that, truth seeker? We were defeated in South Vietnam. Soldiers, planners knew it when we had 22,000 dead Americans and maybe a million dead Indochinese, but we had to keep going so that we have 58,000 names on our wall and 3 million dead in Southeast Asia. We have been defeated. You cannot win a war like this, like the one we are now fighting in Iraq. It cannot be done unless you are willing to kill every single citizen of Iraq. All of them. It's their country. Ah, but we have elections coming in Iraq and Afghanistan? Afghanistan? Where it's common knowledge that people there have already declared they're going to vote 15 or 20 times for their favorite local warlord? Where Hamid Karzai, a former PR flack for UNICAL, who is the president, is the president of one city, Kabul. But they're going to have elections there. So Bush says because of the elections, well, I'll let him speak.
We can expect terrorist attacks to escalate as Afghanistan and Iraq approach national elections.
Yeah.
The work ahead is demanding.
For who?
But these difficulties will not shake our conviction that the future of Afghanistan and Iraq is a future of liberty.
Oh, my God.
The proper response to difficulty is not to retreat. It is to prevail.
Is that what you did when you were in the Texas Air National Guard, Weasel? It would have been difficult to pass that test with cocaine flowing through your blood system, your bloodstream, wouldn't it? But you, what do you mean you didn't retreat? You didn't prevail? You didn't go find one of those B12 vitamin drinks and flush out your system, did you? No! You hightailed it for Alabama, and then you hightailed it for Massachusetts. Then I understand you hightailed it for Colorado. Just running all over the country. The proper response to difficulty is not to retreat. What did you do on September 11th, Bunny Pants?
We can expect terrorist attacks to escalate as Afghanistan and Iraq approach national elections. No, George. The terrorist attacks will escalate until the last American is out of these two countries. You want some information about Afghanistan? Go talk to Gorbachev. Go talk to Putin. Go talk to the Russian equivalent of Gold Star moms. Go talk to the people in Russia who spent how many years there? 8, 9, 7, 6, 12? Who knows? How many Russians were butchered? You want some insight in Afghanistan? You want some insight in Iraq? Go talk to the Brits. You'll have to talk to historians because the last time the Brits tried, they had their asses handed to them also. And this moron is going to succeed? Where the Russian Empire and the British Empire couldn't? And the Mongol Empire? Did Alexander make it to Afghanistan? I think he did, didn't he? Did he make it to Afghanistan? Didn't Alexander make it all the way to India? And what happened then? George Bush stands in front of the United Nations talking to people who understand geography and history, and he doesn't know where the Pecos River is. Incredible.
Crimes Against Nature, a new book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., sets the record straight on George W. Bush, corporate greed, and the plunder of America. Crimes Against Nature makes the case that the administration has taken corporate cronyism to unprecedented heights, threatening our health, our national security, and our democracy. Al Franken calls Crimes Against Nature a passionate and devastatingly written attack on the Bush administration. Crimes Against Nature, the national bestseller by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a HarperCollins book. Now available at bookstores and online at airamericaradio.com.
Are Americans better off than we were 4 years ago? In a new national poll conducted by Mother Jones Magazine, a strong majority of registered voters from across the country claim that the United States has gotten pretty seriously off on the wrong track. And half of those surveyed voted for George W. Bush in the 2000 presidential election. Take the poll yourself and view the complete results at MotherJones.com. Also at MotherJones.com, your daily mojo. Every day, the editor of Mother Jones scour the web for the day's most important stories and post them for you online. Mother Jones, strange name for a magazine, but take a look. See what you think.
Smart weapons, dumb president.
Fool me once, shame on you. Hey, fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Somewhere in Texas, a village is missing its idiot. If you agree with these statements, we've got the perfect store for you. SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com, the original Texas-based anti-Bush political store offering scandalous, stimulating sentiments about our country's commander-in-chief. Tons of outrageous political statements starting at 99 cents. T-shirts starting at $9.95. Magnets, buttons, and even a new W pinata at SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com is the heart
and soul of all that is anti-Bush.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as I'm the dictator.
TiaGeorge.com has been spotlighted on USA Today, The Randy Rhoads Show, Howard Stern, ABC, NBC, and believe it or not, Fox. Don't have a computer? Call for our full-color catalog at 866-332-9833. That's 866-332-9833. So let the folks at TiaGeorge.com help you show your political colors in an outrageous way. Just click or call TiaGeorge.com, where the left has never been so right.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has 2 maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right, I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Past the hour. All right, here's the last one. I'm about ready to lose my dinner here listening to this guy. I'm going to whine. It's a strain on me to listen to his voice. It really is. I can tell by some of the emails that you folks send in, it is to you too, that you try to avoid it. Then you turn into this program and you hear his voice, and some of you run shrieking from the room. I don't blame you. I don't know why we play sound bites from this guy. We're not going to convince anybody who doesn't think that he is Jesus' little brother, that he is really the devil's older brother. We're not going to convince anybody. And for those of you for whom this man is nothing but a disgusting, disgusting perversion of the office of the presidency, you don't need to be told anymore. I don't know why we do it. Maybe because the rest of media won't do it. One more, the little photo op he had with Alawi, the acting prime minister of Iraq, the guy who will be assassinated before the elections. Another lump of useless human flesh who will be blown to pieces by the so-called terrorists, the so-called insurgents. What did Rumsfeld call them? Dead enders. Imagine a foreign occupier invading our country, and we fought, and we were referred to as dead enders. Huh? Yeah. So meeting with Prime Minister Whoever Alawi after the UN speech. Oh, and he he deigns to address the beheading of the second American in 2 days.
Today, yesterday, an American citizen was beheaded. We express our heartfelt condolences.
No, you don't.
We send our prayers to the Armstrong family.
No, you don't.
We also stand in solidarity, solidarity with the with the American that is now being held captive. Well, we send our prayers to his wife. These killers want to shake our will. They want to determine the fate of the Iraqi people. We will not allow these thugs and terrorists to decide your fate and to decide our fate.
Well, George, a news flash for you. By the time you were sitting there talking with your butt boy from Iraq, the second American had already been decapitated. These killers, he says, want to shake our will. No, they want you to take your army and get the hell out of their country. That's what they want. We will not allow, he says, these thugs and terrorists to decide your fate and to decide our fate. What is he talking about? To the people of Iraq who are being blown up, to the cities in Iraq that are under control of the so-called insurgents, to the families in Iraq that have seen their children, their mothers, fathers, husbands, cousins, uncles, aunts, babies blown to pieces, the only terrorists in the country, are us! We are the terrorists. We are the ones that bomb and strafe and missile and kill and maim and shred. We, us, we're the terrorists. We've killed tens of thousands of their civilians. In Afghanistan, we round up civilians, and the ones we don't ship to Diego Garcia or Guantanamo or Syria or Abu Ghraib, we put in huge transport cases made out of metal, and we cook them. We are the terrorists. We are the terrorists. Oh, not you, truth seeker, and God knows not me. But an Afghan or an Iraqi or a Palestinian or soon an Iranian is not going to make the distinction between George Murder Bush and you or me. There's no distinction. We are all Christian crusaders. We are bloodthirsty. We want the oil. We want the gas. We will kill. We will kill and kill and kill. There is no limit to the number of people that we will kill. There is no limit. There is no limit. We will kill our own people. We will kill the people in Fallujah. We will kill the people in the outskirts of Kabul. We will kill and kill and kill. This is who we are. To the rest of the world, to that United Nations sitting there watching George W. Bush at the podium today, how many of them sat there and thought to themselves, this guy is a mass murderer. This guy has the most powerful military in the history of the human race, and he invades defenseless countries. This is shameful. It's shameful. And if the Bush crime family manages to steal this election coming up November 2nd, the United States of America is in for something that I'm afraid none of us could have even begun to anticipate or think about 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago. We are so much on the verge of fascist states of America. We are so much on the verge of a draft to bring young men by the tens of thousands into forced military action to satisfy the bloodlust of the Bush crime family. All you people who lurk and listen to this program and wouldn't dare call in that are going to vote for Bush, and you've got 17 and 18-year-old sons and daughters, are you ready to contribute their bodies, those bodies that you held, those babies whose diapers you changed, whose spit up you cleaned up, whose hair you braided, whose tears you wiped, whose first grade class you went to? Are you willing to give your child to the Bush crime family? Or do you think somebody else is going to go in your precious child's place? Do you think that? Once I had my dreams, all of that has changed now. The truth begins again. The truth is not that comfortable, no.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Hey, over here, it's me, with a cable offer as sweet as my grandma's cheesecake. We're talking about a $9.95 installation of DTV, digital television from Time Warner Cable with access to more than 250 channels. And this month, DTV talks with a New York accent. Look what you got. 9 innings from Ground Zero on HBO, Growing Up Gotti on A&E, and whoa, Cooking in Brooklyn on Discovery Home. All you gotta do, call 1-800-OK-CABLE, and you get installation of DTV for just $9.95. Order HBO or Cinemax, and your first month is free. On top of that, you'll get a 30-day free trial of HBO On Demand or Cinemax On Demand. Watch premium channel programming anytime you want, with the power to pause, rewind, and fast-forward. You can't do that with satellite. So look, just do it. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE. Don't miss out. Get the cable. 1-800-OK-CABLE. Offer expires 9/30/04. Available to new Time Warner Cable residential customers. Other restrictions apply. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE.
Hello, this is Rush Limbaugh, my friends. And you know, throughout the years, I have done ads only for products that I personally believe in. But because I spent so much money on my drug habit, and not just the drugs themselves, but on bribing my maid, I will now personally endorse anything. And that's why I'm so pleased to speak on behalf of the hilarious new comedy album, The O'Frankenfactor Factor, the best of The O'Frankenfactor. When I listen to The O'Frankenfactor Factor, I laugh so hard, I split my pants. Take it from the Rush Bow, The O'Frankenfactor Factor, new from Artemis Records. Okay, I knocked that out. Where's that one for Fahrenheit 9/11?
The O'Frankenfactor Factor. The very best of the O'Frankenfactor. Available on CD from Artemis Records. In stores now.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Hi, this is Al Franken. Wednesday on the Al Franken Show, it's Morning in America. We're mourning lost lives, lost hopes, lost integrity, and we need the help of you, the listener, because you can't spell mourning without you. Media buster David Brock will be our guest, along with NPR's foreign correspondent Ann Garrell. Your future will be brighter if you listen to our show. Otherwise, no promises. A brighter future Wednesday on the Al Franken Show.
Twenty-seven before the hour. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Carl is calling from Chicago. Hey, Carl.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, it's Southside, Carl. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, you should have went a little bit further into that Alawi photo session with Bush.
What happened?
Well, this just goes to show that, you know, Bush been going to Florida a lot, right?
Right.
Well, he's been hanging out with Goofy. Because a reporter asked him, well, Mr. President, you know, you've been saying how we're moving in the right direction and everything in Iraq. Just paraphrasing the question.
Mm-hmm.
How is that consistent with the intelligence assessment report that you got?
Right.
So Bush goes, well, yeah, there's a report that says that, well, things could good or could be better. But it's just an opinion.
Oh, my God. No, you're not serious.
Mike, I don't know how you could have missed that one. And, you know, I guess, you know, he didn't have a script in front of him. And I guess he said, well, hey, I can get away with this because this media is too lazy and stupid
anyhow. He said that's an opinion?
He said that the intelligence assessment report is just an opinion, no more or less than some schmuck standing on the corner who don't know anything.
Right.
It's just an opinion.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious, Mike. He said this.
We're in a world of hurt here. I'll tell you, Carl, if this crime family steals another election, I can't see the United States of America surviving. I just can't. This guy is just destroying it.
But
he's
I'm
kind of
confused, though, Mike.
Yeah.
Because, see, I didn't read my Sun-Times yesterday, but I had heard about this thing about Novak. So I read it tonight. And in Novak's column, he said, well, his sources in the White House said that they're going to abandon Iraq anyway next year.
Yeah, I read that online. I just don't. That's not true. That's Novak acting like the whore that he is for Bush. We are going. If Bush steals the second election, the construction of U.S. military bases will go forward at a crazed rate. This is what Halliburton. This is what Kellogg Brown and Root are waiting for. You know, screw a bunch of repairing broken pipes and bringing water to the Iraqis. To hell with those people. There's only one reason we're there, and that's to establish those military bases. And I will tell you, there is no more of a thought to abandon Iraq in the minds of these sick individuals than there is to set up bases on the moon. What's his name? The Sun Times writer guy is just a whore. That's all he is. He's a whore. He's lower than a whore.
Well, Mike,
and no offense to whores. I have whores listen to this program. You know, I love you all, you sex workers. You're great. Okay, but what's his name? Call his name again.
Novak.
Novak. He's just. Why isn't he in prison? He violated the law. Why isn't he in prison? Oh, well, never mind.
You know what? Run a little bit further in that tape with Alawi, and you will hear him say that, well, it's just an opinion.
I'll have to check that out, dude.
All right, Mike.
All right, thanks, Carl.
Okay.
It's just an opinion. In the marketplace of ideas, one idea is that we're losing the war in Iraq and that people are being beheaded and that Iraqi civilians are being blown to pieces every time we queue them up to turn them into police officers. And that 200,000-man army that Rummy talked about doesn't exist, and the 100,000-man police force doesn't exist, and none of it exists. It's all Alice in Wonderland. It's all the Red Queen. It's all the Mad Hatter. It's all the Tea Party. And I'm George W. Bush, and I will tell you anything because, man, I've got a pair on me that's as big as Mount Everest. I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm a leader. I'm a war president. I'm a war president. When you think of me, I want you to think of Churchill. I want you to think of FDR. I'm a war president. You see me walk on that aircraft carrier? I'm a war president. Good God. Kevin is calling from Raleigh, North Carolina. Hello, Kevin.
Yes. Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Hey, you know, this guy has a lot of gumption, a lot of balls to talk in front of the UN after he had disrespected that body. It is amazing to me.
Arrogance, you know, is the word you're looking for.
Well, yeah,
for.
So that's what I'm looking for, arrogance. To stand in front of that UN body after he had disrespected him so many times and say he didn't need their help. It's amazing to me, the arrogance. Another thing, I know I'm getting off topic a little bit, but what I think Kerry should do when he's been called a flip-flopper, he should get the 2000 video of the debates of Bush saying that he will not nation-build.
Yeah.
And say, well, you know, what are you doing now? You're in Iraq. You're nation-building right now.
No, Bush would say. We are establishing liberty for the Iraqi people. That's not nation building.
No.
Nation building is what Clinton tried to do in Haiti, and look how that worked out. No, nation building is what Clinton did in Somalia. Well, wait a minute, George. It wasn't Clinton. It was your father. No, it was Clinton. Next question. That's how
yeah.
he works.
Yeah, well, this fool needs to go on November 2nd. I'm praying to God that he will go. You have a great night.
All right, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you checking in, Kevin. Larry is calling from New Jersey. Larry, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
I have a couple things to say, and I also have a couple questions for you, if you don't mind. I'm a law enforcement officer in the state of New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
and I was here, Bush, speaking about securing Iraq and homeland security.
Right.
My question to him is, how come he's not securing our country? Like I said, I'm a law enforcement officer. After September 11th, there was a lot of security in the state of New Jersey and the state of New York. We were deployed out in the state of New York and the state of New Jersey, and now there is none. I mm-hmm. went through the tunnel the other day, the Holland Tunnel. There's nobody there.
Right.
There's nobody anywhere.
It's like an open invitation. Absolutely. by the Bush crime family. I think they are inviting an attack. As far as cops and firefighters and EMS people, you know, the first responders, the people whose asses are really on the line, the Bush crime family, as far as I can determine, they don't care. They're willing to stand on a pile of corpses and with an arm around a firefighter. They're willing to, you know, to find some state police barrack someplace so that Bush can go make a statement with the troopers lined up behind him for the photo op. But you know, isn't it true in New Jersey? I mean, don't you people say put your money where your mouth is? We used to say that in Ohio.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're going to talk the talk, for God's sake, walk the walk. You tell me one thing, and you are one thing that this Bush administration has done where it concerns securing this country or law enforcement. They have done nothing except cut programs.
Well, he has secured it one time. The only time we were deployed again after the early years of 2002 was that he secured his Republican convention. We were deployed back out there.
Right. Well, that's true. I forgot about that.
You forgot about that.
I don't know what you guys are going to do. The men and women who are in law enforcement, whether it is, let's broaden it out, first responders to an emergency situation, the people who really, really have it on the line. I don't know what men and women, first responders are going to do. The money's not there. The equipment is not there. It's my understanding that one of the biggest firefighter unions has determined
the
that everything, Huh?
The IAFF?
Yeah, everything that Bush said was a lie. There's no money. These people are hurting. Cops are hurting. The port security people are hurting. You know what it would take to get a dirty bomb, so-called, into the port, any of the ports in New Jersey? You know what it would take?
Not much at all.
Nothing. Just ship it.
You're absolutely right.
Just ship it and load it onto a flatbed and take it in through the Holland Tunnel. Kaboom.
We were promised federal money from the federal government. We haven't seen a dime for equipment.
You know, we've got soldiers, Larry, in Iraq who have to buy their own body armor.
Absolutely.
At least you have Kevlar, don't you, or do
yes,
you not?
Yes, we do, sir. Yes, we
you
do.
You do. Okay.
My other question was with this Dan Rather thing. What about the Swift boats for truth? I mean, is there any way we could, you know, they want to prosecute the people around all that? Why can't the Swift boats for truth people be prosecuted just like?
It's just the way the game is played, you know. Even if Democrats were in control of the House and the Senate and the White House, I don't think the Democrats would do anything. They would just look at these Swift boat thugs and just say, you know, go away. You're drawing flies.
Absolutely.
There's nothing that can be done with the Republicans in control. And I'm not talking about real Republicans. I'm talking about these neocon punks. Now this is going to sound like a contradiction from what I say on this program, but I still somewhere in my heart have respect for real Republicans. But these are not, Tom DeLay is not a Republican. Bush, Cheney, these are not Republicans. These are neocons. These are neo-fascists, whatever you want to call them. But they have absolutely no respect whatsoever. So it doesn't make any difference.
Absolutely. I'll leave you with this, Mike. Us, the law enforcement officers, we're scared because we don't have any funding, like you said. And not only that, we the people around, you know, we feel we're not secure at all. And I'm a law enforcement officer speaking that way. And
yeah.
It's a shame. Like, I'm only 10 minutes from the Holland Tunnel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no security around these ways. And we should be secure all over this country. And it's a shame that it has to come down to this.
I hear you. Thanks for checking in, Larry. I hope you call again.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, sir. Take care. How many calls do we get like that? How many emails do we get like that, Kathy? People who are in the military, people who are in law enforcement, people who are first responders. And then Bush and Ridge and Ashcroft, they with their lifesaverish color coded crap trap. You know, it's an orange alert, it's a green alert, it's a yellow alert. Just all mouth. But run the country into bankruptcy, provide all these tax breaks for the wealthy. Yeah, for the wealthy. And set up hundreds of billions of dollars for Iraq reconstruction? For Iraq? What about New Jersey? What about New York? What about L.A.? What about Miami? What about Norfolk? What about Boston? What about all these ports and harbors and points of entry? What about them? Well, yeah, but see, Malloy, in Iraq, it's a $300, $400, $500 billion slush fund that Bush's friends can suck up at their leisure.
I never know why.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. SmokeRx has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, SmokeRx is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, SmokeRx starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that SmokeRx will work for you that we're giving away a free month's supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, SmokeRx is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month's supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
New windows? You know you need them. Your energy bills are high and your home isn't comfortable when your windows are drafty and noisy. So, who can you count on for energy-efficient windows at a fair price? Sears. Just call 1-800-448-6600 for a free in-home estimate. Call now and save 15% on select styles. Sears custom replacement windows glide smoothly. The double-paned, extra-strength glass may help reduce your energy costs. Plus, you get a limited warranty that covers all materials. So call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends September 30th. Not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So if it's time to replace your old windows, call Sears now for a free in-home estimate. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600 for Sears replacement windows.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Ten minutes before the hour. A week not run from the Holocaust. I get upset when I do. I don't mean falling down, screaming, kicking my feet upset, but deeper than that, much deeper than that. When I talk to people who have to put their life on the line to make a living, I'm serious, you know. Firefighters, I have a son who's 26, almost 26, who is on the verge of becoming a firefighter. He's gone through all the training. He's still working his day job. He's about to become a fireman over in South Carolina. I've got cops in the family. I talk to people. Well, not anymore. They're dead. That was a generation before me. But when I talk to a first responder, police officer, I'm talking about the cops that drive the beat, the cops that are out there trying to keep some law and order. You know what I'm saying? God. Well, you talk to a fireman or a firefighter. You know, these are men and women who, for whatever reason, have taken this job. You know, there's no money. Well, what do you make? What do you make when you're a cop? What do you make when you're a firefighter? Jesus. You're not there to get rich. You're there to serve, to protect. There's some ego in it. Sure there is. There is also a real desire, I think, At least there was members of my family who've been involved in this, to make things a little calmer. Just you know, to let whatever potential bad guys that are out there, whether they're bank robbers or firebugs, it doesn't matter. You know, we're here. And what do you do in the age of Bush if that's the profession that you've chosen? What do you do when all of a sudden you know it's not just your block or your precinct or your city you got to protect, but there's a possibility that you'll be called on to defend the borders of your country? There's a possibility you'll be called on to go to a freighter that's sitting in the harbor where you live, and there's been a report of what, anthrax or nuclear bomb, and you're supposed to go out there and find it. And what are you supposed to do? And there's no money, and there's no protection, and there's no whatever the hell it takes, because George W. Bush and his cohort in Washington lie through their teeth. They continue to lie. Nothing but lies. And the country is more vulnerable now than it was on September 11th. And you know why it is more vulnerable? Because September 11th proved that we can be hit, and we can be hit hard. September 11th proved that the Bush crime family will stand back and allow the hit to come if they think they can use it for political advantage. Do you think that's lost on the people who don't like us because we kill Muslims in other parts of the world? Do you think that's lost on the people who look at the videotapes of the Abu Ghraib and the torture and the degradation? Do you think that's lost on the people who know that their religious brothers and sisters are being cooked alive in Afghanistan? Do you think it's lost on the people who capture innocent Americans and slice their heads off? Are we that stupid that we think that the enemy, the people who truly want to do the United States harm because of our policies over the past 40 or 50 years, how we have utterly and absolutely stomped on Muslim sensibility, we have treated them like field hands, we have disrespected them? Do you think it's lost on them? Do you think that they don't understand that in order to hit America, all they have to do is show up? Because they know that the leader of this country is a liar. They know that the leader of this country, no matter what his rhetoric is, does not provide the money it's for the systems needed to protect this country. Do you know how many of our nuclear power plants are protected? None. Our power generating stations, our train stations, bus stations, bridges, tunnels, just like the caller said, the Holland Tunnel. But Bush will stand there and tell the American people at these rallies that billions of dollars are being spent for the security of Iraq, and that even is a lie. I don't know. Peter's calling from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Peter, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
I wanted to follow up on the earlier call about the Bush-Alawi media opportunity. The speech. Where he said Bush said, "Oh, it was just the CIA's opinion." It's worse than that. The question was from Reuters. He said, "I'm looking at the transcript here. It's on WhiteHouse.gov." The Reuters guy asked, "Why do you think the CIA assessment of conditions is so much at odds with the optimism you're expressing at the moment?"
Mm-hmm.
And I get this is what he said, word for word. He said, "Well, the CIA laid out several scenarios that said, well, life could be lousy, life could be okay, life could be better, and they were just guessing as to what the conditions might be like."
Oh my God! None of the scenarios he's referring to contained anything but death and destruction.
Well, I mean, it's
it wasn't a matter of good, better, best, or bad, not so bad. Not quite so bad. They were all bad. They were all terrible, horrifying. But he doesn't know that, though. I mean, he's, you know, he's a moron. He doesn't know that.
To me, the worst part is, I mean, it, to me, this sheds light on the whole August 6 PDB thing.
Right,
why
right.
Why didn't pay attention to that? Because sure. It's clear right here. He just, he thinks the CIA is guessing. You know, they're just guessing.
Unbelievable. Where is that, whitehouse.gov?
Yeah, it's right at the top of, you know, today's page.
Okay. Yeah, we, Kathy, I don't go to that page very often. Kathy does to find out what these liars and killers have been saying. But
my favorite thing about it is every time he speaks in public, no matter how stupid it is, they always print it word for word and put it right up there.
Yeah, that's. I guess that's because they figure most people are not going to go there.
Yeah.
You know, and if they do, they'll just say, well, that's our boy George, so he doesn't talk big, use big words like Kerry. We love him, because you know what? He's a Christian man.
That he is.
Yeah, that he is. Peter, thanks for checking
in. Hey, you got a Chapel Hill bureau chief?
I don't think we do. Do you know somebody who might be interested?
I'm your man.
Oh, yeah?
Absolutely.
Are you a UNC graduate?
No.
You're not?
Some, quote, some college.
Oh, okay. Sure, Peter. It's open. You can have it. Chapel Hill is one of my favorite cities. I lived in Raleigh. I went to NC State. I didn't graduate. The last thing I graduated from was high school, but I spent several semesters at NC State. It was back in 1970, and a lot of time over in Chapel Hill. Loved it.
Same for me. My few years were down in Winston at North Carolina School of the Arts.
I hear you. Peter, thanks for checking in.
Great show.
All right,
great
sir.
Job.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, quick break. We'll be back. Final hour coming up. Your phone calls and pretty much nothing but your phone calls. For those who've been holding on for an hour and a half, stick around. I'm coming to you first. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio Network.
According to research, parents play an important role in helping children avoid risky behaviors, including smoking. The Parent Resource Center at philipmorrisusa.com offers advice from experts on how to talk with kids about not smoking, and downloadable brochures with tips on starting the conversation and ways to help kids handle peer pressure. For more, visit the Parent Resource Center at philipmorrisusa.com or call 1-877-PM-USA-WEB for a free brochure.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Iraqi hostage crisis, the kidnappers taking hostages, now becoming a major issue in Iraq. Today, a Turkish construction company announced they're halting operations in Iraq in an attempt to try to save the lives of 10 employees kidnapped by militants. Meanwhile, state television reported the body of a Turk found near the northern Iraqi city of Mosul. That report said the man employed as a driver for a firm working for U.S. military kidnapped back on Saturday. Also today, another Turkish hostage in Iraq, whose company withdrew, has been released by his kidnappers, according to the foreign ministry. He'd been abducted north of Baghdad August 5th by kidnappers who threatened to behead him if the Turkish company didn't withdraw. The company did, in fact, withdraw from Iraq. The kidnappers then demanded $45,000 for his release, and it's not clear if any money was paid. And Islamic websites claim that an American hostage killed in Iraq cannot be confirmed because no body's been found so far. A Western diplomat in Baghdad says nobody's yet turned up. The statement on the web said an Islamic group killed the hostage after its 24-hour deadline for meeting demands had passed. That statement did not identify the victim. The group was believed to be holding American Jack Hensley and British citizen Kenneth Bigley. The same group also claimed responsibility for yesterday's killing of American hostage Eugene Jack Armstrong. His body was found hours ahead of the tape showing up on the website. Interim Iraqi leader Iyad Alawi called the hostage killings in Iraq barbaric. Despite the surging violence in his country, Alawi declared Iraq is making, quote, significant gains against terrorism. John Kerry says President Bush failed to level with the United Nations about Iraq during his speech today, just a few hours after the president finished defending his decision to invade Iraq. Kerry told reporters, quote, the president needs to live in the world of reality, not in the world of fantasy spin. He says Bush failed to give world leaders a true picture of what's happening in Iraq, and Kerry says that failure shows the president, quote, does not have the credibility to lead the world. Sensing what it's called some traction in the economy, the Federal Reserve ordered another quarter-point hike in short-term interest rates. The Federal Open Market Committee meeting in Washington boosted the federal funds rate to 1.75%. That's the third hike since June for the rate banks charge each other on overnight loans. The central bank has two more policy setting sessions scheduled through the end of the year. A spokesman says Martha Stewart's pleased that a judge ordered an early date for her prison sentence. Earlier today, the judge lifted the stay in her sentence after Stewart said she wanted to get the 5-month sentence over with, get on with her life, so she will be going to a federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut, close to her home. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Hello, this is Rush Limbaugh, my friends. And you know, throughout the years, I have done ads only for products that I personally believe in. But because I spent so much money on my drug habit, and not just the drugs themselves, but on bribing my maid, I will now personally endorse anything. And that's why I'm so pleased to speak on behalf of the hilarious new comedy album, The O'Franken Factor Factor, the best of The O'Franken Factor. When I listen to The O'Franken Factor Factor, I laugh so hard, I split my pants. Take it from the Rush Bow, The O'Franken Factor Factor, new from Artemis Records. Okay, I knocked that out. Where's that one for Fahrenheit 9/11?
The O'Franken Factor Factor. The very best of the O'Franken Factor. Available on CD from Artemis Records. In stores now.
The Majority Report.
What do you have when you have wraps?
Smoothies.
What do you have when there's smoothies?
Muffins.
What happens when there's muffins the size of babies' heads?
You get girls with eating problems.
Exactly. So if you have a right-wing, uber-religious, anti-gay crusader, what are you going to have shortly thereafter?
Some type of exposure to the fact that he's had sexual relationships with a man.
Exactly.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Welcome back, 6:30 past the hour. to your phone calls here in just a moment. I know I said right back to your calls. Just two things very quickly from the Daily Misleader. Misleader.org. Bush rejected plans to go after Zarqawi, and apparently this is a guy, if there's any reason to believe anything that comes through our intelligence forces anymore, Zarqawi is the guy who's ordering these beheadings. Bush has been speaking lately about how he's doing everything possible to track down Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the man thought to be responsible for these escalating attacks on U.S. soldiers in Iraq, not to mention the beheadings. But according to NBC News, it was Bush who in 2002 and 2003 rejected three plans to strike and neutralize Zarqawi because he believed a successful strike would have undermined his case for targeting Saddam Hussein. Think about that for a second, okay? Just think about it. It's the families of these men who are being beheaded in the past 48 hours. You need to send George Bush a letter and call him. I can't say on the radio what you should say in your letter or your email, and I guess you couldn't do it anyway. They'd come out and arrest you, wouldn't they? NBC News reported, quote, long before the war with Iraq, the Bush administration had several chances to wipe out his terrorist operation and perhaps kill Zarqawi himself, but never pulled the trigger. In June 2002, the Pentagon drafted plans to attack a camp Zarqawi was at with cruise missiles and airstrikes. The plan was killed by the White House. 4 months later, as Zarqawi planned to use ricin in terrorist attacks in Europe, the Pentagon drew up a second strike plan. The White House killed it again. In January 2003, the Pentagon drew up still another attack plan, and for the third time, the Bush crime family said no. According to NBC, quote, military officials insist their case for attacking Zarqawi's operation was airtight, but the Bush administration feared destroying the terrorist camps in Iraq could undercut its case for war against Saddam, end quote. Think about that for a second. Just for a second, because if you think about it longer than that, you'll go into a frothing fury. And what did they used to say about Clinton? Oh, wag the dog, wag the dog, wag the dog. The implications of that are, I don't need to explain them to you because you're an intelligent person. George W. Bush deliberately refused to go after this terrorist, just like he refused to go after bin Laden, so that he could destabilize and overthrow after invading and destroying Iraq. The government of Saddam Hussein. That's all this filthy, corrupt administration is interested in. The military bases to be set up in Iraq and, of course, the oil. That's it. Everything else is a lie. Now, a key issue for young Americans and their families to consider in this upcoming election, Howard Dean wrote about it at ubinet.com, is the likelihood of the military draft being reinstated if Bush seizes control of this government again. And Howard Dean writes, you know, Bush should tell us now whether he supports a military draft. Come on, Howard. Here's the evidence that a draft is on the way. U.S. Army has acknowledged that they are stretched thin. Finding new recruits is challenging. Bonuses for new recruits to the Army have risen 67%. Now they'll give you $10,000 to $15,000 if you have certain specialties that the Bush crime family wants. $10,000 to $15,000 for your body to come home in a flag-draped coffin. That's one. Here's two. The extended tours of duty have made service less attractive for both the regular Army and the National Guard and Reserves. Here's another reason. Reservists are now being called away for longer periods. People don't join the reserves to go into a military unit. Ask George Bush. Here's another one. The armed forces are now in the process of calling up members of the individual ready reserve. Those are guys in their 40s and 50s, some of them in their 60s. Here's another one. The armed forces are already chronically understaffed. In 2003, General Eric Shinseki testified before Congress that an additional 50,000 troops would be needed beyond what the Bush crime family said would be necessary to stabilize Iraq after the invasion. Bush ignored him. And, of course, Shinseki shortly after was no longer in active duty. And finally, selective service boards have already been notified that 20-year-olds and medical personnel will be called up first. Now, again, if you're an American family and you're Christian and you're evangelical and you think George W. Bush is Jesus' younger brother, are you willing, and you have that sweet 16-year-old who sits across from you at dinner, and you have that 17-year-old who sits in the pew and sings from the hymnal every Sunday, right? And you love your kids. George Bush wants your children to go into the military to kill and be killed. Because we're under attack? No. Because he and his crime family are interested in power, money, oil, military bases, dominance, and empire. Now, you are going to be asked, after you vote for George W. Bush, you're going to be, not asked, you're going to be told to give your son or your daughter. Give them. Now, if you're wealthy or well-connected, you won't have this problem. The wealthy and the well-connected never have this problem. The only way the wealthy or the well-connected ever go to military service is if, like John Kerry, they volunteer. Is if, like Al Gore, they volunteer. But if they are like George Bush or Dick Cheney or the rest of these thugs, they hide and they lie and they dance and they sneak and they cheat. So if you're not well-connected or wealthy, and you're a good Republican, by golly, you pay your taxes, you own two SUVs, you don't believe this nonsense about peak oil, there's no such thing as global warming, Jesus is in his throne and everything's okay, George W. Bush was appointed by God, we all know, don't we, evangelicals, that he did not get the majority of the vote, it must be the hand of God. Well, guess what? Your sweet son and your sweet daughter are going to go to Iraq or Iran or Afghanistan or Syria or Jordan or Lebanon or the Sudan eventually or Nigeria or Liberia, wherever there's oil, even a drop of oil. Your sweet son, your sweet daughter, they're going to go and they're going to bomb and they're going to kill, and then one day your son's guts are going to be blown out of his abdomen. Your daughter's head is going to explode. You're going to be sent a package in the mail through the military that contains the remains, what they could find, of your sweet son and your sweeter daughter. That's what George Bush has in store for you. Are you ready? Is it okay? Well, their souls will go immediately to heaven, right? Isn't that what the Islamic terrorists are told? Go kill and bomb and behead, be a suicide bomber, immediately you go to paradise. Isn't that what you believe too, Mr. and Mrs. Christian America, conservative, Republican, a voter, huh? When your baby, when your child has arms blown off, and his last words are a gurgling scream for mommy as the blood comes erupting up out of his blown to pieces abdomen, and he screams for mommy even though he's 20 years old. Are you ready for that? That's what Bush wants. That's what the Bush administration, that's what the Bush crime family wants. They want your son and your daughter, and by God, they will have them. Because we are in a new kind of war. We're in the first war of the 21st century. We are in a crusade. We are fighting the godless Muslims. You know, those people who murder in the name of a false religion. And we will kill them, and we will die killing them. Oh, well, not us. Your children. Your children. My two daughters, Jenna and Barbara, are you serious? They're too sweet. But you stupid, middle-class Republican evangelical, your son, your daughter, your husband, your father, your niece, your nephew, your cousin, not mine, I'm the war president.
shocking to see. Trouble, oh, trouble, move from me. I have paid my debt, now won't you leave me in my misery? Trouble, trouble, please be kind. I don't want no fight, and I haven't got a lot of time.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself, waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Did you know that on average, a woman with a college degree makes less than a man who drops out of high school? Hi, this is Sheryl Crow, and I'm a feminist because I believe in radical concepts like equal pay for equal work and equality in general. So why is it that women are 51% of the population, yet only 14% of Congress? Why do most health plans cover Viagra, but not birth control? And more importantly, how do we fix that? Well, first, you register to vote. Go to feminist.org to register online. That's feminist.org. Then forward the link to all your girlfriends and be sure to vote November 2nd. Remember, women are 51% of the population, so when we vote, we have the power to change the world.
Sponsored by the Feminist Majority Foundation, a 501c3 organization that does not oppose, support, or otherwise endorse any candidate for public office.
Past the hour, My name's Mike. This is Air America Radio, Air America Radio Network. Michael is calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Michael, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you very much. Good evening.
Thanks for holding on.
Oh, you're welcome. I love your show, and I absolutely agree with what you're saying. I'm a naturalized Bosnian, and your words resonate with me when you speak about injustice in terms of when one life is lost here versus when one life is lost on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
In order to keep myself sane and to sort my thoughts, I like to explain this to myself as following. It's easy, really easy to take ordinary and patriotic people and then make them national. It's all you really have to do is add fear. And then this is, I believe, name of the game, and I think you are right on the money.
That's
the plan, how to win the election, and that's the plan.
And you know who they're borrowing a page from, Michael? They're borrowing a page from Heinrich Himmler, or was it Goering, that the best way to control a population is to control them with a constant threat of fear, an attack from the outside. And that's precisely what this crime family in America has done. I am real sorry that you became a naturalized citizen in a time of George W. Bush. It must have had a bit of an effect on your impression on America.
And this is actually, this ties into another thing you said about this possible future enlistment in an army. My wife was pregnant a year and a half ago, and now we have a 10-month-old daughter. Mm-hmm. And I was telling all my friends and family, I'm going to have a daughter, because if we continue in this nationalistic and fascistic path, one day we will be in a bigger war than this. And I saw my mom farewelling me and my brother into war on a daily basis. I don't want to. So I said, I want to have a girl. And I did have a girl, but everybody looks at me like I'm from the other world, and maybe I am.
No, I don't think so. I think you're from a place of common sense and love for your family and respect for individual liberty and responsibility. And again, Michael, I'm sorry that you are a citizen in this country now when we have this kind of leadership. Hell, I'm sorry I'm a citizen in this country when we have this kind of leadership.
Yeah, yeah. May I have a disclaimer here?
Sure, go ahead.
I have never been happier in my life. I have a wife who was blonde and raised here in the United States. We have a wonderful daughter. We are very well off. I love this country. And I say this because I love this country.
Okay. Oh, I love the country, too. It's the leadership that is making me sick.
Exactly. And it kind of, when I say things like this, kind of comes off as I'm bitter and I hate. That is not true. I love this country, and I love the people, and this is how I want to end it. So thank you very much for letting me on. I love the show.
Thank
God
you, Michael.
Sir.
Thank you. Take care. Yeah, I know exactly what he means. It's what you mean, too, Truthseeker, when you talk about, you know, we don't hate America. We don't hate our institutions. This is what the right-wingers, the neo-fascists, say. If you criticize, this is what Ashcroft and the rest of these thugs made very clear 3 years ago. You criticize this administration, you're criticizing America. There's no flag big enough to cover up the these kinds of atrocities and murder and mayhem that these people have brought to the United States and Iraq and Afghanistan and God knows where else. The flag is not big enough to cover that up. These are real charlatans. They are just real charlatans. Ron is calling from Buena Park, California. Ron, welcome to the program. Thank you for holding on.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Well, it's rough having to hold on because you hear so many people talking and it comes up with so many more ideas.
I know.
You know, this whole Bush thing is, the man has a presidency based on contriving and deceiving. Everything that administration has done has been contrived. You know, they're calling for the resignation of Dan Rather.
Yeah,
he went
yeah.
to press with a story based on forged documents.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't hear anybody calling for the resignation of Condoleezza Rice or Colin Powell or George Bush for going to war based on forged documents.
No, and we won't hear that.
No, you won't hear that.
No, we never will.
You know, you hear Bush's administration denying that they're disenfranchising the black vote. And how do they do that? whether contrived and deceived. We have employed more blacks in high posts than any other administration. Yes, you did, George. You did it just so you could say that when you were called on what your brother did in Florida.
Right.
But nobody talks about that in the media.
We no, they don't dare, because if you do, then you're being racist. If you talk about the disparity in income, you're trying to initiate class warfare. The right wing has so thoroughly, the neo-fascists have so thoroughly intimidated media in this country that media in this country is about as useless as teats on a bull. It just they're utterly, absolutely useless.
Well, you know, while we were on hold, I got to tell you, I mean, I wasn't going to tell you this, but Jesus and God were in here talking to me.
Yeah.
He wanted me to tell all the right-wingers out there
that
he doesn't talk to Bush. He's just crazy. He's hearing voices. He's hearing whatever. But that's not God talking, because, you know, God doesn't tell you to go out and murder thousands of people. God doesn't tell you to lie to the people. You know, we have 210,000 trained Iraqis. That was February of 2004 from Rumsfeld.
Uh-huh.
In September of 2004, we have 95,000. But we learned last night from the next president that it's only 5,000.
Right.
Everything is a lie with this man.
Everything. Everything.
Religion is a lie. Everything is a lie. It is nothing but, hey, the L.A. Times, go online to the L.A. Times and do a search for Trinity Broadcasting Paul Crouch.
Yeah, I've seen that story. I've seen that story. Another
Trinity Broadcasting.
I know.
Two mansions in Beverly Hills, or in Newport Beach.
Yeah.
30 homes throughout the country and a ranch in Texas.
Yeah, I know.
That's your Christian people.
That's certainly that group. Ron, thanks for checking in. There's the music. I appreciate it, pal. Quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Bills, 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 paying my bills, adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins in 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip. Out of stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
Randy Rose.
I don't know why you think Iraq is a third world nation. They're one of the most advanced countries in the Middle East. Problem with Iraq is they've been involved since Saddam Hussein in three wars, one that lasted 9 years, that America propped up Saddam for, and then, of course, we had the Gulf War. And then we had sanctions on that country for 12 years, and things started to decay. But to sit here and tell me that they are a third world nation, maybe the education president, George Bush, is doing a really lousy job.
Randy Rose on Air America Radio.
Seven before the hour. The lies told by Bush and Rumsfeld and Ridge and Rice and Ashcroft and Cheney. It's astonishing. I have never, ever, ever, I never suspected that we would have in positions of supreme power in this country. Maybe the old Soviet Union, maybe China, maybe Malaysia, but not this country. A collection of liars who everything that comes out of their mouth is a lie. Everything, every single thing. I defy anyone to provide something that has come out of the mouths of these thugs that has been the truth. RB is calling from Canada. RB, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. I know you've been there forever. How you doing?
Yeah, I was holding for a while. I can't remember what I was going to talk about.
Well, pick a topic, any topic.
You were talking about the Zakawi guy there, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Allowed to escape or whatever?
Right.
Well, that's because every time Bush has the trouble with Iraq, like the UN says it's illegal or back when the Abu Ghraib prison scandals comes out, he dutifully pops up on a website to lop somebody's heads off to make sure America keeps aiding us.
Yeah.
You know, and same thing with Osama bin Laden. Remember, I wrote an article about bin Laden to the rescue. Every time domestic trouble rose for Bush, this is, you know, another bin Laden videotape would be mysteriously sent to Al Jazeera, and they dutifully report on it.
Uh-huh.
And it just seems like it's all coordinated, and I'm starting to think that nobody will ever real. I mean, it's so blatant. Like this last hostage taking.
Yes.
When the UN CIA came up with that report saying it's a bloody mess in Iraq, right?
Right.
I said to a friend at work, I said, "Well, it looks like there's going to be another hostage taking and beheading." And he said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, bad news." He kind of laughed at me. The next day, he heard the news and he told me at work. He said, "I can't believe it, man."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "It's like clockwork. You just wait." And the Russians are learning it too with the Chechens who don't speak Chechen.
Right.
You know, staging a well-coordinated military takeover of a school, and then the Russians, of course, afterwards, you know, after all the mayhem settled down, everything, a perfect excuse to impose basically Putin's imposed martial law on Russia and brought back the Soviet Union, and not even a beep about it in the American media. Oh, that's pretty scary, I think. Wouldn't you think it was pretty scary? But
yeah, but this is exactly the plan. Remember, Bush's plan is exactly the same as Putin's. Remember, he said he could see into Putin's soul or something.
I guess that he saw a way to start a new arms race.
Yeah, that'll satisfy the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about 60 years ago. So let me ask you, are there more beheadings than we know about, and Bush just points our attention to it to wag the dog as needed, or are these events planned, in your opinion?
No, there's lots of hostage takings, and they're rampant in Iraq. We have a Canadian war correspondent, Scott Taylor, award-winning. He was in the Army. And he was in peacekeeping duties and all over the world. And afterwards, he became a writer for Esprit de Corps magazine up here in Canada, top magazine, military magazine. This guy is the real deal. He's been on the ground. He's been with the grunts, and he's been reporting on Iraq. He was taken hostage in a Turkmen city because he was doing he did a book. He wrote a book on the Turkmen's history in Iraq and how they have this ties to the Turkish people and how they fight against the Kurds. And he wrote about how this was going to become a civil war if America went blundering in there, and you know, a whole nine yards, right?
Right.
Anyway, he went back to this Turkmen city afterwards to do some follow-ups, and he was expecting to find his contacts, eh? And he'd heard that the Americans were in charge of the city. And so he went in there. And policemen waved him to a car. And he thought, oh, here's a place that would be safe. And everything looked normal. They drove him around for a while. And even though they put a mask over him, he said, oh, this is just probably part of the protocol. And he ended up being held in Iraq for about 4 days, switched off to three different groups, told he would be saved by one guy, transferred to another guy, threatened, beaten, hung upside down the old upside down beating of the feet and the legs.
Right.
They did that to him for a day, threatened him some more, and then a day later let him go. And he came up with the idea that this was mostly, it was possibly at one or two times he might have been in danger of getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
Because they couldn't, but they did an internet check on him apparently, and they found out who he was. He was Canadian or whatever, but he was let go. And the other people he was with were let go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no ransom, no nothing. So I think there's a lot of scare tactics going on, and there's a lot of hostage taking for money, private groups, you know, rogue groups, hell, even maybe some special forces guys are making some extra money, you know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
And, but these ones by Zacharias, these special ones that go on this website, only seem to happen when there's trouble with Bush and he needs some help. And same thing with Osama bin Laden videotapes that I think are probably in the can already, and his other, maybe his kidney's finally given out, and they have to go to the other guy now. I forget his name, the guy with the glasses.
Oh, Mullah Muhammad Omar.
So, I mean, it just, and when I find out, and I dig into all these things, and I find out that Al Jazeera, who I forget, which country are they based in again, Qatar?
Qatar.
It's an emirate
Qatar.
Of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia controls Qatar.
Right.
And I've heard some people that Al Jazeera is to the Arab world, of CNN, of course, is to the us. And when you find out, and you know, like we do, who is actually running CNN's editorial board, you can transpose that. Well, that means, in a way, the Saudi Arabian royal family basically says what Al Jazeera can and can't put on.
Mm-hmm.
And if Saudi Arabia and the United States are such good buddies, and they seem to be going bending over backwards to cover up each other's dirty laundry in this terror war. It goes to follow that what goes on Al Jazeera actually goes to benefit both regimes.
Isn't that horrifying? Isn't it? It's just horrifying. RB, I got to move on. Thank you, sir. All right, I appreciate you checking in. Just horrifying. What if what if that is true? What RB is saying, you know, that again, watching up close and personal the family of the latest American to be executed by beheading. The family lives right here in Metro Atlanta, and when I think about why this man is dead, why he was videotaped having his head sawed off his body, I think about the family out here in the suburbs. It's just hard to deal with, you know? Pam is calling from Southern California, and I don't mean that to sound the way it does. You know, the family, I mean the family, I don't know how they deal with it. I have no idea. Pam is calling from Southern California. Hey, Pam.
Hi, Mike. You're great as usual. I can barely stand it. I just can't even stand to think of what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I called you to talk about something that I wanted you to compare, and I still do, but as I was sitting at the computer waiting, something else came up that I want to bring up as well. I know there are the talking heads, and there are the journalists, and never the twain shall meet, but I don't think Dan Rather deserves all that he's getting. First of all, I think that it was a Karl Rove / Karen Hughes setup that the whole memo thing came out. And then there's Robert Novak, who sits there and supports the Swift boat ads. They, all the networks, all the cable networks show them repeatedly, or did. And that's acceptable. And I'm sorry, I think there should be some sort of conversion on the rules. You know, what is the truth and what is absolute propaganda and lies? While I was sitting there, the Washington Post just released that the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth are spending $1.3 million on a new ad, which supposedly claims that Kerry met with the Viet Cong in Paris during the 70s.
God.
The media is going to show it repeatedly, just like before.
Pam?
Yes, I'm sorry.
When he came back, he did. He went to Paris. He did meet with representatives of the NLF. And that was to try, if I remember, it was to try to work out some sort of a solution. But, you know, Kissinger met with, I mean, there were an awful lot of Americans who met with North Vietnamese during that war. So, yeah, I'm sure it will be spun to make it look like it was a Jane Fonda moment for John Kerry.
As a matter of fact, they supposedly show some grainy film of him with Jane Fonda, and she has said they never actually met.
Right, right. But you see, we live in the age of Bush, and anything that comes from the Bush crime family, anything and everything is an utter, absolute, total lie.
Oh, I know that.
Everything.
I'm just real concerned about what all the evangelicals accept as the truth, the God's truth.
Yeah, well,
I'm sorry. You know, I was very, very calm until I just got that.
I hear you. I hear you. Pam?
But, you know, is there any kind of thing they could do to prevent these talking heads from being so adamant and supposedly truthful about the malarkey that the Bush...
No, no. American media is totally intimidated. The guests that they put on are nothing but paid shills for the Bush crime family. I'm sorry. This is just the way it is. This is Bush's America. This is the way it's done here now. Pam, I got to move on.
Okay.
Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. You have a nice evening.
You do too, Mike. Bye bye.
All right, quick break. We'll be right back. Final segment coming up. I'm Mike Malloy.
He must despise all the what fors and whys, the way he lies and he lies and he lies. He lies and he lies and he lies. He just lies and he lies and he lies and he lies. He can lie any time, he can lie any place. He crosses his fingers and keeps a straight face. He lies and he lies and he lies. Too many believe him, they're bleating like sheep. Accomplices now in the liar's deceit. He lies and he lies and he lies. Lies, lies.
A
Attention smokers. Find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Are you short on cash in these troubled times? Or perhaps you want to pay off some old bills that are piling up? Well, you can. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Service, high on the 76th floor in the Empire State Building, will buy your unused and unwanted diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices. Empire will evaluate your diamond and gold jewelry at no cost. And if you decide to sell, you'll walk out with the highest cash prices paid in over 60 years. You always feel at ease in Empire's friendly office. Empire's customers are treated like family and friends. You'll be waited on in a private office with no sales pressure. The decision to sell is strictly yours. Empire will never try to trap you by asking, how much do you want for your diamond and gold jewelry? Empire tells you the price. It's unethical to ask. An honest jeweler will tell you what he can pay without backing you into a corner. Sell your diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices today so you can have available funds for your necessities. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Services, 76th floor, Empire State Building, 5th Avenue at 34th Street.
Hello, this is Rush Limbaugh, my friends. And you know, throughout the years, I have done ads only for products that I personally believe in. But because I spent so much money on my drug habit, and not just the drugs themselves, but on bribing my maid, I will now personally endorse anything. And that's why I'm so pleased to speak on behalf of the hilarious new comedy album, The O'Franken Factor Factor, the best of The O'Franken Factor. When I listen to The O'Franken Factor Factor, I laugh so hard, I split my pants. Take it from the Rush Bow, The O'Franken Factor Factor, new from Artemis Records. Okay, I knocked that out. Where's that one for Fahrenheit 9/11?
The O'Franken Factor Factor. The very best of the O'Franken Factor. Available on CD from Artemis Records. In stores now.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies. But they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.A. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you, or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell. Because without it, Bob, meet Becky, is more like E. coli meets Streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
Minutes before the hour. Give credit where credit's due, right? The program was engineered tonight in New York City by Colin Tipton, a resident rock star on this network, Jason Isaac. The fabulous Linda Blake screened your phone calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben Birch of WhiteRoseSociety.org archives the program. And our executive producer is she who must be obeyed, Catherine Day. We got time for a couple more? All right. Ken is calling from Enfield, Enfield where?
Connecticut.
I knew that. How you doing, Ken? Welcome to the program.
Yeah, I heard a couple of things while I was waiting online, and I've been thinking about it for a long time. If Bush is all that worried about safety and security on airplanes, why does he let a cargo fly with passengers anyway?
That's a good question. I guess he's depending on the Transportation Safety Administration that the screeners, whether they work where the passengers get on board or where the freight is loaded on, that the screeners are so professional and so astute that they will be able to discover any type of explosive device. I guess. What do you think?
It's all a sham. That's what I think.
Well, that's actually what I meant to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoy your show, and I had a comment about Bush and his using the religious right wing, and the way that he's doing it, I think he's somehow tapping into the original sin thing and the some of the same things that you have to believe if you're a Christian that are not logical. You have to stand it on the head to make it make sense, but mm-hmm. people believe it anyway.
Right. Well, Bush is says he's a Christian fundamentalist. I think he's a hypocrite, and if any of the Christian mythology is true, when Bush dies, Christ is going to be waiting for him, and Christ is going to pinch his head off and throw it into hell where the demons can use it as a soccer ball.
Right, but he doesn't care. He wants to make them. You know, I was in a restaurant the other day, and I was watching Bush on television, and he's talking about the war, and I said, Bush will stop the war when the money runs out. When there's no more money to do this war that he can steal, he'll stop the war.
Yeah, well, are you surprised?
No, not surprised at all.
I hear you. Bobby, thanks for, I'm sorry, Ken, thanks for checking. I hope you call again.
Okay.
And I knew you were in Connecticut. I was just kidding, man. Bobby is calling from Louisiana. Bobby, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yes, hi, Bobby.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I'm a mother of two draft-age kids, and I am absolutely terrified that mm-hmm. Bush is going to get reelected. And I know for a fact that there's going to be a draft. You know, all the signs point to it. But my point is, I think that the draft will not be based on, you know, birthdays or lottery like it used to be. I think they're going to start skimming off kids according to skill. And then when they need more people, that whole thing will be expanded to where anybody who breathes in and out has some special skill they need.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. Their heart is beating.
Yeah, exactly. But it's going to start off, well, we're just going to take just the few specialists, so people won't be that alarmed in the beginning.
No,
it's not really a draft. This is just special mm-hmm. cases. And then before you know it, it's like boiling the frog, you know?
Yeah.
So do it by increments.
Well, what are you going to do, Bobby? You have two kids who are approaching that age where they could be drafted. What are you going to do? What are your kids going to do?
I'll tell you what, Mike, if I have to sell both kidneys, I'm going to protect them somehow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, this is not a war we believe in. This is not a war my kids have any business being in. Nobody's kids do. You know, this isn't defending America.
No.
If it were defending America, you wouldn't be able to stop me. I don't care what my gender or my age or whatever was.
I hear
this
that.
They're taking our kids and they're putting them through the meat grinder, and I am mad and I'm terrified, and I don't want anybody's kids to do. But, you know, I will lay down my life, and I'm not kidding, to save my kids.
Oh, no, I understand. I'm a parent. I know that feeling. It's a very strong. It's evolutionary. It's something that we have.
And I
don't understand how Bush is going to separate children from their parents. And as you point out, I'd be the first one to pick up a weapon if this country were invaded.
Oh, yeah.
And so would my sons and daughters. They would do the same. But
absolutely.
But that's not what this is. That's not what this is.
Mm-mm.
So
that just terrifies me.
I know.
It really does.
Stay in touch, Bobby. All right?
I do. I listen all the time. This is the first time I've gotten through, though. I'm very impressed.
Well, I'm glad you do listen all the time, and I appreciate you checking in, okay?
Okay. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Absolutely. You take care.
You take care.
And remember, y'all, you don't have to thank us for taking your call. Okay? It's our privilege to take your call. Gary is calling from New York City. Gary, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Gary.
I love your show, and I love your callers.
Yeah, I got some great callers, don't I?
You do. I was calling originally about the beheading.
Ugly, ugly topic.
It is an ugly topic, and it really disturbs me, and I was trying to get my head around it earlier tonight and talking about what must it be like to be in the head of the beheaders? What compels them to do that?
I don't know. It's beyond me. It's so medieval. Medieval. It's so outrageous. It's just vile. It's bad enough bombing and strafing and blowing up and shooting and machine gunning, but up close and personal like that, where you take a knife or a saw or whatever they're using, a sword, and cut someone's head off. Jesus, you've got to be a religious fanatic in order to do that.
Well, I tried to understand where they're coming from.
I'm not against this
war. I know what it is to be violated, sort of. But I think their strategy is backfiring on them. Because, maybe it's not. Maybe they want Bush to be kept in power, but it's really disturbing.
I wouldn't doubt that for a second. They don't want compromise. Religious fanatics, I don't care what religion, religious fanatics are responsible for this planet being waist-deep in blood. And religious fanatics never use reason or logic or compassion. Gary, we got to leave you there. Thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Mike.
All right, take care. Thanks, everybody, who made the show possible tonight, including and especially you for tuning in or for calling in or both. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio Network.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
This November, America's most important decisions will be made. You should be involved.
I care about education and national security.
You can go online to learn about the candidates and their positions at dnet.org.
I care about my mother's social security.
The League of Women Voters will help you learn what you want to know.
Count me in. I want to be a part of America's most important decisions.
This message brought to you by the League of Women Voters and the National Association of Broadcasters.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. A militant group led by Al-Qaeda ally Abu Musab al-Zarqawi claims it has killed a second American hostage in Iraq. An unidentified body was later found, but officials say there is no evidence that it is that of Jack Hensley. Arab television reported the militant group killed Hensley Tuesday after the U.S. failed to meet the terrorists' demands. President Bush continues to defend his decision to remove Saddam Hussein from power in the face of criticism over the war in Iraq. was called Hussein an outlaw dictator who needed to be removed, and the president said freedom in Iraq will be a decisive blow to the terrorists, and he urged the UN members to support interim Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi.
The UN and its member nations must respond to Prime Minister Alawi's request and do more to help build an Iraq that is secure, democratic, federal, and free.
Bush also said more than 10 million Afghan citizens have registered to vote, including women. And he pointed out that Iraq has gained sovereignty since he spoke to the UN last year. Democratic candidate John Kerry responded to Bush's speech by saying the president is in denial and his miscalculations and mistakes in Iraq have made the U.S. less secure. Interim Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi says life is returning to normal in many areas of Iraq,